Wow, what an eccentric chap. I don't think Messenger Monzi could be described as normal, even for Norfolk. Track 16, Dramatic Day at the Races. In 1987, a horse described as more like a pit pony and the first female jockey to win Royal Ascot made history. Here's the story of Gay Kellaway and Sprouston Boy.
I kicked early, a mile out. I thought any minute now one of the big jockeys is going to go by me. I looked round and I was seven lengths clear and I thought, I'm going to win this. I've achieved something no one else has ever achieved. It was just the most amazing feeling. Gay Kellaway is just 23 when she became the first female jockey to win at Royal Ascot. Her horse, Sprouston Boy, was a 12-1 outsider owned by childhood best friends from Norwich. For more than three decades, Gay remained the only female jockey to have won at Royal Ascot. Today, she runs her own racing stables at Exning near Newmarket. Despite all the horses she has worked with since, Sprouston Boy still has a special place in her heart. He was a lovely ride, a gorgeous horse. He loved life. He loved his work. He was just an ordinary chestnut horse with a little white star and such a happy horse, says Gay. She'd always wanted to work with horses. Her father was a trainer and her mother had been an amateur jockey. I loved race riding, said Gay. I was an amateur champion and when I was 19, my dad said, I need an apprentice. You'd be ideal. I said, how am I going to ride against men? If my father hadn't been a trainer, I wouldn't have been able to do it. Women weren't thought of much in racing. I was told a job in racing wasn't for a woman. But I thought, I could do what they can do. So why should a woman be put down? I was so determined and so disciplined. I sacrificed quite a lot as a child. I didn't have a social life, but I had this wonderful opportunity riding horses. My dad made me professional, and a year later, along came Sprouston Boy. Now the partnership between horse and jockey has been turned into a play by the granddaughter of one of Sprouston Boy's owners, Katie Anna Whiting, pieced horse play together from family pictures, diaries, press cuttings and interviews. It'll tour across Norfolk and Suffolk this month. Growing up, I had a vague idea about it, but I never really followed horse racing, and so I didn't understand its significance until I started researching it, said Katie Anna. As soon as I discovered he won Ascot, jockeyed by the first female to do so, I was hooked. I'm so proud of my granddad for his role in such an important part of sporting history. The more I found out about it, the more I realised there's just so much to it. We could have made several plays with the information we gathered. I think making a show that celebrates a major achievement of women in sport is as needed now as it ever was. That the fact that it was my granddad and Kenny, they were just two local lads, quite unlike the usual racehorse owners of the time, and Sprouston Boy was described as looking more like a pit pony than a thoroughbred, they were all up against it. Sixth-generation Norwich coal merchant Kenny Blanche and his childhood best friend Jeff Whiting, an insurance salesman, clubbed together to buy Sprouston Boy, naming him after the street where they grew up. My granddad always had a love of horses, said Katie Anna. I found out recently he ran away from home, aged 14, answering an ad in the paper looking for a stable hand in Newmarket. He wanted to work his way up and be a jockey, but his dad cottoned on, headed out to Newmarket and took him straight home. He told him to get a proper job. So Grandad became a baker's boy, delivering loaves of bread off the back of a horse and cart. Jeff's love of horses deepened when he served with the Royal Norfolk Regiment in Rangoon during the Second World War. He wrote in his war diaries, which are used in the show, "The mules were the real heroes," said Katie Anna. I believe that he came away from the things he experienced even more determined to live out his dreams. Kenny was much quieter. He didn't like the spotlight. So I think for him it was more about supporting his friend. On the front page of the Evening News the day after the race, there's a picture of Kenny back in his coal yard on Sprouston Road saying, I've never missed a day's work. Gay is thrilled about the play. I think it's a fantastic idea. I can't wait to see it. It is a unique story when you think about how long it took for another woman to ride a winner at Royal Ascot. The owners were lovely owners. I can remember it like yesterday. I heard the bell ringing and I rode against father's orders. It was really soft, heavy going, so I decided to play to his advantage because he was a very fit horse. I knew he would just keep going. Coming in with my mum and dad there, I was so proud. And it opened a lot of doors for me. It was pretty awesome. I met Princess Diana, Maureen Lipman, so many famous people. Gay, who was champion professional female rider 3 years in a row, now runs Gay Kellaway Racing at her Queen Alexandra Stables, named after her win at Royal Ascot in the Queen Alexandra Stakes. Inspired to become a trainer by her father, she also learned from his mistakes. My dad was a brilliant trainer. I learned a lot from him, and that's why I became a trainer. But he didn't want me to. He said it was too hard. He died penniless. In racing, you have a wonderful lifestyle, but you don't make that much money. Sprouston Boy retired a decade after his big Royal Ascot win. Popular on home ground, he won 3 times at Fakenham, including at his final appearance there in 1996. Katie Anna remembers riding him around the garden of her childhood home in Causton, near Aylsham. I remember my grandad bringing Sprouston Boy, he must have been retired by this point, down Marriott's Way and plonking me and my sister on him in the garden. It wasn't a massive garden, it was just the sort of thing my grandad did. Sprouston Boy spent his final 3 years at stables in Felmingham near North Walsham, dying aged 27 in 2010. Both Jeff and Kenny died the following year. They had been in their 60s by the time they bought Sprouston Boy. They had a few unsuccessful ones first, said Katie Anna. Kenny had worked in the family coal yard into his mid-80s, and Jeff died a day after his 90th birthday. He always said he'd make it to 90, said Katie Anna. He was a kind, funny and determined spirit. When he set his sights on something, he made it happen. She set up her theatre company, The Whitings on the Wall, when she returned to Norfolk after 15 years away. I fell in love with Norfolk anew and wanted to start making theatre about Norfolk and Norfolk people, celebrating the accent of my region and giving a platform to the type of stories you don't often see in professional theatre, she said. It combines projection, puppetry, live performance and 80s nostalgia. And how will the horse be depicted? Our shows are funny and poignant and have an element of surprise. Our Sprouston Boy is all of these things, said Katie Anna. Horseplay, with music by Norwich-based Skinny Boy Tunes, featured on BBC Introducing and BBC Radio 6, was developed with The Garage and Norwich-based All In Productions, supported by Arts Council England and the National Horse Racing Museum. Horseplay is being performed at several theatres around our region throughout November. Dates and venues can be found on the whitingsonthewall.com website.